speaking with Mrs. Talbert, running for county clerk. First and foremost, just to kind of give your platform a little bit, if you don't mind, and let the folks out there who may not know, a little bit about yourself.
Okay. My name is Christina Robertson Talbert. I am running for Osage County Clerk. I have spent a majority of my life in Osage County. I've been in Skytook is where I currently live. I've lived there since 1997. But I started my higher education, just a little bit of background, in accounting. And then my prior work experience from that was as an office manager, administrative assistant. And those are some of the questions that I continue to get asked, in regards to that, as far as whether I am, where I can qualify to do that position. So the county clerk's office is like the hub of the county, and there is basically four phases of it. There's the land records, there's purchasing, there's the bookkeeping, and there is the administrative part of it. So it's, like I said, it's the hub of the county. At some point, all county businesses are going to come through there. And so I think that you have to be well-rounded in a lot of different ways. You have to be able to be a leader, a supervisor, manager type. You have to have some, financial background. I believe I have the financial acumen for that, in addition to being able to maintain an office that, obviously, with all those responsibilities, you're not going to be able to do them by yourself. So you have to have a staff that is trained as well and be able to serve the people in the needs that they have. In saying that, we also know that ransomware attacks, COVID, the digital technology age has changed a lot of that. So it's also has changed the way that you can do business, and it's made it more broader. And one of my things and goals is to bring the county to you, being the citizens, and that is that they're started out essentially to take non-essential or time-restricted things that you can go out into the county in different areas. As you know, Osage County is the largest county in Oklahoma, almost 2,300 square miles. So in that, there is a variety of lifestyles, and so it's not a one-size-fits-all, and you have ranchers and farmers, you have communities that, has a large elderly population that doesn't have the ability to just go to the county seat, which is in Pawhuska all the time, and then you have places like Pawhuska, Skytook, that's more populated and have more things available to them. So to meet the needs of all of the county, you have to be, you have to broaden that. And so sometimes if you have the ability to take it out to them, then it makes it easier. So in order to do that, you have to be able to have a staff that's flexible as well, and yourself that's willing to go out there to the people. And so that is one thing that I want to do. Also, with digital technology, there's a lot more ways that has the ability to get the information out there. I want to do a voluntary information push system so that if there is something that comes up, that it can get out to everyone and they don't have to wait or hear it by word of mouth or find out too late when something's accessible to them.
Other than just serving the public, what made you want to run for county clerk?
Well, I was approached about it a little over a year ago. There were some concerns about the office itself. And so when I first was approached about it, I started looking into it. And that's whenever I thought maybe that some of that would take care of itself. And then as it went on, it just seems that there was a need in there and that I knew that I have the ability. I was in a place where I was at. I have nearly 30 years in public safety, and that I was at a place where I could make that move and make that switch and go to a place and go to where, I felt like that my calling was next, and I can continue to bring that same level of integrity, character, and trust and take it, to the county clerk's office. And you have to have cohesive relationships among elected officials. I feel like that I have that. I can do that, without impartiality and anything else that is impeding that, and that is how the county can continue to move forward.
And for those who may not know, of course, your husband as well is the current county commissioner for District 2. So, what's it kind of been like, you two on the campaign trail together?
Well, actually, it's just been, I'm not saying that it's just been a piece of cake, but we each have our own campaign to run, and we both have goals that, you know, we want to achieve as far as those positions as elected official, as a commissioner and a county clerk. They're two totally separate things. So we support each other, obviously, in the choices that we made. Definitely, you know, I support him. He supports me in the choices that we make as far as each of us, why we chose to run that. Of course, he's up for re-election, and for me, making that direction over and to move and run for an elected official's position. So we, like I said, we support each other, but we each have our own lane because they're both two totally separate positions.
Anything that I haven't covered that you would like to go ahead and cover?
No, I just believe that the voters should have a choice. In 2020, they didn't. My opponent ran unopposed, and so I feel like I said, that I am qualified to bring that level of integrity to that office, and I'm ready to step up. I've spent a lot of time, you know, praying and preparing for that role, and I just want to give the voters a choice this time going into 2024.